Hello everyone, welcome back. You're joined here by Lee.
And by Sean here on the Proud Lily Whites podcast.
We haven't really got any football to talk about, I suppose, specifically, but there's a lot going on in football still.
Absolutely. Lots of discussions, one around the transfer market, what will and what won't happen, and two about the season, will it end, won't it end, how will it end, what will happen to next season.
So let's jump straight in with the transfer market at the moment. Now, obviously, with everything that's going on, we've got divisions all over the place at the moment. We've got seasons being potentially postponed, cancelled, everything is up in the air. Where does this leave the transfer market then? Because you haven't got when the transfer market is going to open, you don't necessarily whether it is going to open. There's loads of rumours flying around about people that are linked with Spurs, players in, players out. It's all up in the air at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, there's some execs from some of the bigger clubs saying, look, there's not going to be any big money spent this summer. Nobody's going to be making big buys. And yet the rumour machine is working at its usual level of spitting out lots of rumours. And I think the trouble is we don't know how much money is going to be available until we know whether the season finishes, whether the TV deals can be maintained or not, you know, all of those kind of issues. There's lots of financial implications for all the clubs surrounding whether the season finishes or not. So that's going to really determine what happens. But around Spurs specifically, there seems to be a consensus around the kind of gossip around the club that what we're looking at is a right back, a centre back and a defensive midfielder. So how do you feel about that selection?
I think it was something that we needed last season anyway, just to reinforce what we had. You could see that especially at right back we were really fragile there, and this season especially it's been really exposed. So I do think that they are the areas that we need to strengthen, but I do think that striker role, we need to have another key striker up there as well. Like I spoke to you before about Harry Kane and his fitness and things like that, because of the number of matches that he's playing, because he is the lone key striker. And it's difficult to have a backup who will be happy to be a backup, but you need to have someone that you can swap in and out if things aren't necessarily working, or injuries or whatever it is. You need to have someone else that can just step straight in and is game fit.
Well, you need to have somebody who's hungry, don't you, and who's got the confidence to think that they can be challenging Harry Kane for that position. We've talked before, I guess, about the players that we've got at the moment, and you know, a lot of people saying, well, Son can come in and do a job if Harry's not playing, which he has in the past, but then this season, you know, we've seen it's not impossible for them both to be out at the same time. And with the best will in the world, those are our two most consistent goal scorers, and the rest may have some signs of doing well. You know, people talk about Moura, but then he runs into trouble as much as he scores. And Eric Lamella, who is self has his own injury problems, and again can do really well in a game, but can also be fairly anonymous in a game. So I think we really do need to have somebody there to challenge those players and to say, look, I'm here, and I'm, you know, maybe it's a youngster who's kind of coming up and is starting to prove that they've got that ability to be there, learning from those players, but also challenging them and saying, hey, if you're not up for it, I am. And I do think that, you know, Harry Kane's injuries have proven that we need somebody else around, and it is a difficult position to fill. But also, if Harry Kane, the rumours surrounding him continue, you know, we don't know for sure that he's going to be with us forever. We hope that he will be, and we hope that the club meets his aspirations. But you have to be planning for a possibility of losing him somewhere and building up that role. So, yeah, I would add a striker to those positions that we mentioned before. And I think with the holding midfielder, we haven't really had a player of that quality since we lost a certain Belgian. So we definitely need to fill in that position. The centre-backs, I think it's interesting, isn't it? Because there's the talk of Eric Dier and can he fill in that role? And there's still the question mark over Jan Vertonghen's future. So I think that's the one that maybe is a little bit more up in the air in terms of, do we actually need it, or have we got the capacity to fill that role from what we've already got if we can't afford to fill all those positions.
And again, it would be on the basis of whether or not the rest of the league continues, because if we do have the rest of those matches, we've got that time to figure out whether or not, like you said, Dyer slotting in that role can perform in it consistently, whether or not Jan decides to stay or leave. You know, we'll have more answers to that, and those answers will then guide the transfer market and things like that. And there's obviously lots of rumours that Mourinho's obviously been out talking to other players and got people on board and fighting Levy over it and things like that. And I think it's all very well and good, but we need to have a decision made very soon on what's going to happen with the rest of the season. And I know that it's one that people aren't going to want to make, because it's going to affect people positively and negatively. And, you know, everyone wants to resume it, but they need to make a decision on either it is or it isn't, because everything else is going to start stalling and everything else is going to start falling away.
Yeah, and I think the Dutch League have made that decision, and they were forced into making that decision really because their government said, look, we're not going to be having any sporting events until September. So therefore they didn't have a choice, because UEFA have said you need to complete, you know, your domestic seasons before that. So they didn't have a choice. It had to be finished, and that made their decision easier. And I think that would help them actually in terms of planning for next season. And in a lot of ways, I just think somebody needs to step up and make the decision. Are we going to do it? And if we are, how are we going to do it? Because we have to assume, I think, that we're not going to be able to have sporting events with fans in attendance until September.
So what's happened with the Dutch League is that they have decided to null and void the whole season. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So they basically said, we can't finish the season, therefore it's null and void. Which is, I think it was very tight at the top. So they've just said, we're not having a winner, we're not having a champion, we're not having any relegation, we're just finishing rerunning next season. And, you know, I can see a lot. I mean, there is no fair way, I think it's fair to say, to end the season in this situation. Even if we play the rest of the games, it's not going to be on the same footing as we played them before. So there's no fair way to end the season. And I think you've just got to make a decision and let you know, things fall as they will following that decision. But it seems to be a sensible one in Holland, just to say, right, that's the end, we'll start again next season. We wait and see what happens in terms of Champions League spots, because UEFA will obviously have a say in how those are decided, but I kind of have a, and this might be a, you know, a little bit biased as a Spurs fan, but I kind of have a sense of, let's just start as if it was last season again. Let's just say, if you were in it last season, you're in it this season, because we didn't get to finish it this season. So let's try again and see what happens.
I think, yeah, because it's got merits, definitely. And obviously there are going to be clubs, say, for instance, that weren't in a position last season to get to Champions League. And after this season so far, they would have been. And I think they'll feel hard done by in the fact that they wouldn't have got the opportunity, even though for the majority of the season they have, to get into the Champions League. And, you know, As Spurs fans, we obviously would love to be able to have another go at it. And the thing is that I agree with you is the season, for instance, that Leicester won the title, the next season after that, let's say that was the same as this season and it got abandoned before the end of the Champions League, I would feel really hard done by as a Leicester fan if I wasn't given that opportunity for my team to compete again. And I don't think it would be fair for a team that had qualified for it to then not be able to have it through completion. And you know, someone's going to lose out, whether it's a team that qualified for it before and then doesn't, or a team that wouldn't have qualified but now does. Someone's going to lose out. And the decision just needs to be made on it. It does.
Yeah. And, you know, whoever makes that decision, they're not going to be popular with everybody. That's the nature of being a decision maker. And I think we've got to the point now where, you know, what is the point of playing out the season if you're not going to have fans in the stadiums? Because it's not going to be the same. And the financial argument, you know, falls away at that point, really, because it's not the same if you've not got the fans in the stadium. You know, you're going to have to find a way of letting fans watch the game without it just being through paid television, unless you're expecting to have, you know, very few viewers, or, you know, I don't think that would be very popular in the country when lots of people are facing financial difficulty at the moment, to say you've got to pay for Sky or BT or whatever to be able to see your team finish the season or whatever. So I think however you play it, you know, it's going to be problematic. And I think you need to have a point of saying, well, it needs to be over by this point so that we can be ready for next season, if next season's going to happen in the same way, or to, and maybe put in place, you know, some plans for the beginning of next season that will allow the season to go ahead, even if it's not able to start when it normally would, because we've now got a tournament next summer. So the season, next season is going to have to finish by a certain point. So there's lots of, you know, knock-on effects, and the longer you leave the decision, the longer, you know, you the more difficult it is to make those later decisions.
Yeah, and the planning stages then get really disrupted from it as well. So it is something that people are looking at. They're regularly reviewing it, I know, but I think it's at the point now where it's obvious that we're not going to be able to do this, and we just need to somehow draw a line under it or make the contingency plan and say, this is what will happen, and if we can't do it, then we're doing this. Or if there's no contingency at all and it's just written off or whatever, it needs to be said that something is done now. Not just for the players and fans, but for everyone who works at the clubs, who are worried about their jobs and things like that, and what's going to happen in the future. I think everyone just needs that stability right now.
Yeah, and I think we know that there is no realistic possibility of us all attending games anytime in the next few months. So take that as a given, and make a decision. Accept that you're not going to be popular. Accept that there's going to be serious fallout for some people more than others, and just have to make that decision. It's an interesting one to kind of look at that versus the Lionesses situation at the moment, because obviously Phil Neville has been announced that he's going to be leaving his post next summer. So now, before the major tournaments take place, he was due to be in post until after the major tournaments, but because they've been moved and his contract isn't being extended, that's not going to be the case. So there's a big question mark about why is he staying in post just to manage some friendlies. Would it not be better to get his replacement in now and be able to prepare and plan and test players out that they're interested in before we get to tournaments? So, you know, there's a lot of questions and a lot of decision making I think the FA need to do at the moment, and it seems to be kind of backing down from all of them so far.
It does, and it's one of those things that we're just going to have to wait until announcements are made, and it's going to be very frustrating for a lot of people, but that's the situation we're in.
Yep, we just have to wait and see what happens. As you know, as the fans, that's all we can do. And you know, hopefully somebody will make a decision soon, and we'll know where we're at to.
So in the meantime, to help keep us all sane, the Proud Lily Whites are hosting our first online quiz. It is coming up on Wednesday, so that's the 29th of April. I believe it starts at 8 p.m.
Yep.
And it's very exciting. So me and Sian, we're both hosting a round each.
We are.
So do you want to tell people what your round is? Give them a little sneak preview.
Well, I guess people won't be too surprised to know that I've got a round about the women's team. And we're hoping that, we're pretty sure that one of the women's team, at least, will be joining us. Ash Neville, it's her birthday on that day, and she said she'll come and join us. So she may even be helping me out with the questions for that round. And so it's 8 questions per round. We've got a number of rounds in a whole variety of different themes. And some special guests along the way. What's your round going to be, Lee?
Oh, I think I'm going to keep my round a secret until the night. Have to join us to find out.
Oh, there you go. Tease.
But we have got another Spurs fan who is joining us as well. He's a great ally of ours. He's from a little band called Blue. So Anthony Costa is joining us too. He's going to help us with the music round. Obviously, there's going to be a Spurs twist on that as well.
Of course. So great. We've got quite a few people signed up already, but you can still sign up if you want to come and join us. The links are on our social media. You do have to register to come, but there's no cost, and there's nothing associated with that other than us just being able to know how many people we've got in advance. So do register. There might also be another bonus if you do register, but you know, that's just for people who come to know about.
But yeah, so you definitely should get in and join it. You can also go through our website. So if you go on proudlyofyourwhites.uk, you can go on there, and on the news section, there's the flyer. So it will show you all the details about it all and a link there that you can click on. And then you can just pop your email in and we'll send you an email with all the details of how to get on and everything like that. And then you can come and join us. Test your Spurs knowledge, have a little bit of fun with us all. It's going to be quite laid back and quite relaxed, yeah. Which is good.
Yeah, we don't care how much you know and how much you don't. If you want to really test yourself out and prove that you're the Spurs know-all, great. If you just want to come along and have some fun with a group of fellow fans and enjoy an evening of yet another quiz. There do seem to be a lot of quizzes out there, but this one is going to be a good one. And as I say, as we said, some special guests, might even be, you know, other celebrities as well. Who knows?
Who knows?
Anthony's coming, you know.
Have to join us to find out.
And there may even be some players popping up here and there. You never know. But certainly we're hoping for a great night and just a bit of fun to try and take our mind off everything else that's going on.
And I think that's what you've got to do in these times. You've got to keep busy. You've got to have fun. You've got to socialise in ways that are not physically in person necessarily. And what better way than the thing we all love, Spurs?
Well, we're hoping it's going to be a great evening, and it'll be even better if you're there with us. So come and join us for a Spurs quiz on Wednesday night.
So not only have we got the quiz coming up on Wednesday, we do also have in the near future an interactive podcast. So if you're one of our listeners and you've got some questions that you maybe want to ask both Sian and I, or you've got an opinion, it could be controversial, don't worry. but if you wanted to come and have a chat with us, we're going to be using the same hosting where we do it interactive. So you'll be able to see us, you'll be able to join us, we can have little discussions between us all, and it's really good to hear what other people have to say about these different things as well. So I think we'll bring a couple of different topics and we can get some different opinions on it if you want to join us for that.
Yep, always good to get you involved and to see what you have to say. You hear what we have to say quite a lot, so tell us what you think about Spurs and the direction we're going. I'm sure we'll have a look at possible transfers. And depending on when we do it and what's been announced already, you know, the end of the season as well. So we're kind of ascertaining interest at the moment. So if you're interested, let us know and we'll put it together for you as we continue this lockdown.
So I hope everyone's staying safe. Look after yourselves and everyone around you.
And see you on Wednesday night.